And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, we cover down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one. That would be Alabama. And I mean, this show sends its signal like way on down south of Birmingham, way up north of Huntsville, all the way over to Tuscaloosa, back over again to Gadsden, and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, before I go any further, I got to tell you guys, ZLA Solutions, I know these folks personally. You hear their ads on the show all the time. They've been with us since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions, they are like really like epic good at helping businesses find solutions that make their business better. That's it. Their whole mission in life, help you make your business better. And one of the ways they do that, by the way, is staffing. So if you need people, I mean, it could be one or two, the special niche skills, hard to find, or it could be, you know, an entire shift of people to run a factory or staff out a hospital or do whatever. It doesn't matter. They work with big-name employers all over North Alabama and beyond, really. And they are epic good at putting people and jobs together. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter, I always say. So yeah, ZLA Solutions, they are there for you. Check them out at their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, let's talk for a minute about sharing the battle space. So here's the thing. You know, we always talk about get out there and get her done. Get involved. There may be a place for you somewhere, something that's going on right around your community, something in your state, something even at the national level. Yeah, but Phil, how do I do that? Well, folks like what you just heard a moment ago, this guy, Scott Catino, president of the Faith, Family, and Freedom Coalition in Mobile, he's got an organization that just grassroots it, all right? That's what they do. They've got local churches and other folks of like-mindedness that are banding together. Do you know who else is around you? And there's different kinds, by the way. There's different kinds of conservative advocacy groups. So just a quick rundown of some possibilities. There's policy groups, and you hear my friend Stephanie Smith, who runs the Alabama Policy Institute that I used to be with, and that's what they do. They advocate for conservative policies, and sometimes they even advocate right inside the bubble. Now, you might call it lobbying, but other times they're really just providing information and research and sort of white-papering things so that organizations or politicians can know the stance to take. That's policy. Then there's legal. We hear my friend Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty come on all the time. You have Alliance Defending Freedom that Scott Catino just mentioned. You got another one called First Liberty Institute. You got the Pacific Legal Foundation. I mean, these are organizations that are out there, and their mission in life is just to go to court for basic constitutional rights and maintaining conservative policy. So yeah, there's policy, there's legal, then there's political. You want to be involved in electing candidates. You want to be involved in finding them. And that would be like a Tea Party organization, or for that matter, even the local Republican Party or the state Republican Party. And then, okay, how about faith-based? You're an organization that wants to promote Christian values in your community. Well, that one I mentioned a minute ago, Scott Catino's organization, they lean that way. They got other organizations like ALCAP. ALCAP is the Alabama Citizens Action Project. It's basically an adjunct of the Southern Baptist denomination here in the state of Alabama. ALCAP's been run by some great people, including my friend Greg Davis, who has the show after me on our Birmingham affiliates. So yeah, policy, legal, political, even faith-based. Or how about one you just want to focus in on something like education reform, Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty is like one of the fastest growing advocacy organizations in the nation. We've had one of their local reps on most recently from up here in North Alabama. Education reform is a huge deal. You want to see a new school board in your area. You want to see textbooks, you know, pulled out that are filled with wokeness. What about family values? Maybe there's an organization like, I don't know, the Family Research Council. And they promote traditional family values and the upholding of the family and strengthening parental rights and going after things that deal with families. And then there's just like general advocacy, like we go after conservative stuff in general. Or how about specific advocacy? You're a Second Amendment person, the NRA. You know, so all I'm saying is there's about 150 different ways to skin that cat. What you got to do is figure out what you like, what your passion point is. Where do I want to get involved? What's my issue? What are my principles? And I would say, if you find your passion point, you will find your purpose at that point. So you find the things that just fire you up. Like, man, if I could fight for Second Amendment rights, if I could fight for school kids, if I could get newly elected conservative politicians involved, whatever. You have no idea, by the way, what it means to have a local guy running for office and have people show up on a Saturday morning to go knock on doors. It's huge. You have no idea what that means. Let me give you a quote. When I talk about sharing the battle space, I'm talking about literally knowing who's there. So you might wind up pulling your efforts together. Like, for instance, you may find that Alliance Defending Freedom is supporting a case, and Matt Clark from the Center for Law and Liberty might get involved with it also. And you might find then that they need support, so you're going to contribute some dollars or some time. Or you might know a lawyer who could help write a brief. It's amazing what can happen when you combine efforts. Here's a quote. This is General John Shalikashvili. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs back in 2010. And General Shalikashvili said this about sharing the battle space. He said, "It is not enough to be joint." That means, you know, combined forces. "It's not enough to be joint when conducting future operations. We must find the most effective methods for integrating and improving our interoperability with allied and coalition partners. Although our armed forces will maintain decisive unilateral strength, we expect to work in concert with allied and coalition forces in nearly all of our future operations, and increasingly our procedures, programs, and planning must recognize this reality." That was him talking about what I just said on a battlefield. Go ahead and consider Alabama your battlefield. What would you do? Where would you get involved? What's your passion point? And is there an organization already out there? And if there's not one, maybe you just go fill that void. Maybe you just go out there and find a way. I'm going to tell you right now, like Dr. Catino, it's obvious they're opposed to the annexation. That's his piece right now. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised to find out there's three other things that he and Mayor Stimson could work on. I'm just saying. So what it may be something today that you're opposed to. The next day you may find that that organization is actually headed down a road you believe in, and y'all can pull your resources. So I'm just suggesting to you, you find your passion point, and you get on it, and you go send the message that we are going to interlock our efforts, and where we can, we will work together, and you'll get more done that way. But it won't happen if you sit at home. It just won't. It won't. And maybe you feel like, yeah, you know, but who's going to listen to me? Let me tell you something, man. In my campaign, when I ran for the first time for the state Senate, it was grassroots climbing uphill. And we got out there, and there were people, to this day, there are people still involved in politics right now who had never done a political thing. But we were able to put together, and I'm just speaking, I know I'm not the only one, I'm just saying, like, we were able to, in my campaigns, we were able to pull together people who saw a way forward that had never been done in our area. We beat the unions, we beat the teachers' union, we beat all their money. We came in and we took back ground that had been lost years before. And folks, when you consider that in the history of all of Etowah County, where I live, only two people had ever been a Republican holding that office, me being one of them. That tells you there was some serious ground we had to take back. And it was all because I had an army of volunteers, people who just gave time. I used to have a thing on the wall when I was in youth ministry full time. It said, "Volunteers are a gift from God." Yes, they are. So you find your passion point, you get out there and get busy. I guarantee you, you will find a way to feel like you are getting something done. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break about a minute before the usual time. We'll come right back. I'll catch up on a few text messages, see where we're headed. And listen, I'm just telling you, sharing the battle space, you got to know who's out there. So every day this week, the plan is at 4 o'clock, there's going to be another organization telling you what they do around Alabama, give you an idea where you can plug in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, making it cool to be a conservative, and yeah, making common sense a superpower. There's all my mantras. I got a caller on the line. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, brother?
Doing great, Phil. I've made it through Nashville.
Nice.
Everything's going good now.
Nice. You're making good time today.
Yeah. What? Let me help you Alabama boys out for a change here.
Okay.
I guess the legislature's in a special session right now to redraw the district line.
That is true.
I can help you out on that. You don't need to draw any other new lines.
Okay.
You just need to have the legislature declare that everyone in Alabama identifies as a black. Per the government, I mean, that's all you have to do is the government now sees everyone as being black. You don't have to redraw the lines or anything. And in purview of the Supreme Court mandate, you don't have to change anything.
You know what? I think you may be onto something, man.
Well, yeah. If you can declare that you're a woman and the government sees you as a woman and gives you all the rights of a woman, why can't the government just see everyone as being black and say, you know, we've met the letter of the law?
This is how Boomer and I are going to go out to California and get reparations too. We're gonna go out there and get us some of that reparation money because we identify as black now. That's the way it's going to work.
Certainly, I mean you can identify as a furry or a man or woman, or you know, you can identify as a rock, I guess, anymore if you want to. And the government says, hey, that's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, you might want to stick that bug in Kay Ivey's ear and just say, hey, we can get around this now. Instead of redrawing the lines, we just need to redraw the ethnicity.
You know what? They don't have to be the whole state. You just have to have a few more in certain places to identify as however, and next thing you know, you've got the numbers you need. That's all they got to do.
Yeah. On the next census, just tell everybody to identify as black.
Oh man, this is scheming right here. This is called scheming. All right, brother. Hey, be safe on the way home. All right.
All right, Phil. Thank you. Now.
See you, buddy. What else I got here? Some text messages. Jerry from Decatur texted in, and I'm not sure where we were in the show when he texted this. So I'll just read it. He said, "No lies of the truth. Anti-truth is anti-Christ. There is an anti-Christ spirit in the world today. We need to be very discerning and call it what it is and who they are, a liar." There you go. All right. David from Huntsville wants to know, he says, "Can the mayor you know," talking about Mayor Stimson in Mobile, "can the mayor you know be trusted if he says he will not go with DEI and radical pride groups?" The answer to that is yes. If he says he's not going to go with them, then I personally believe that he would keep his word. But, you know, then again, I don't know all the ins and outs of what's happening in the mayor's office right now. I just know him personally. That's all. Mike from Decatur. Okay, he sent something. I don't know what we're saying. All right, I've got to read his extremely long text and then his corrective text. So I'll come back to that one, Mike from Decatur. Brian from Huntsville. He says, GFC. God, he made me. Family, God placed them in my trust. Country, USA was given to me to protect all of the above. God, family, country. Amen. There you go, Brian. Thanks, brother. John from Huntsville. He says, "Phil, I felt like today's show ran very smoothly, was very informative. You even started the third dipper a lot earlier than you usually do and completed it with plenty of time to spare. So you win today's show with an A++. Boomer comes up a little short with an A+, but it was still a great effort."
I like that he knows exactly how he's scoring all the time. Mike from Rainbow City, though, he says, "I identify as tax exempt."
Nice. I join you in this.
Yes.
How do we make this work? I'm sorry, I'm tax exempt.
Thank you, Mike from Rainbow City. That's perfect.
Yeah. Right here in home turf.
That's right.
All right, listen, so coming up the rest of the week, like I said, the goal is right now, I've got them scheduled, if everything stays intact, we have organizations lining up. Some are national, some are local, who do good work around the state of Alabama right now. My intent right now is we have Americans for Prosperity tomorrow. We have, I believe it's Eagle Forum on Wednesday. Then we have Club for Growth on Thursday. And then we have the Alabama Policy Institute on Friday. So you guys stay tuned. I don't know that I've ever had a multi-day dipper, Boom. Have I ever done that? I don't think I have.
I don't think so. Not when I've been here.
So last week was movie week. Every day had a movie in the monologue. This week is, what am I going to call it? Grassroots week, something?
I like it. I like the themes you're going with right now for a week-long thing.
I don't know what's happening. It's like my brain is running in overdrive. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, we'll do that and cover down on that. And some of these, like I said, are national organizations like Moms for Liberty. You know, we had the local rep for Moms for Liberty on the show, 3 weeks ago, I guess, thereabouts. Did a dynamic job on the show, too. Need to get her back on. But that's part of a national organization. And by the way, I want to remind you, Moms for Liberty. I mean, listen to that name, Moms for Liberty. How can you not love that? But Moms for Liberty started off with two moms down in Florida who were just ticked because they couldn't get anything. The school board wouldn't listen to a word they had to say. So they just started their own grassroots organization. It is now the fastest growing grassroots organization in the nation with chapters, I want to say, in 43 states, including Alabama. So, yeah, I mean, listen, don't underestimate the ability of moms to get busy, all right? But it's not just moms, it's everybody. Find your space. Find your passion point. And then just go at it. And when you do, if nothing else, text us here at the show. We'll find you an organization to plug into if we have to. You just let us know. But if you just did Google and you wrote conservative groups for name your cause, Second Amendment in Alabama, you may find them. And they're out there. There's good people doing good things at every single turn on every single day. And we can't do without them, man. This is 2024 election season already underway right now. We got to make our voices heard, y'all. I'm not equivocating on that at all. We have got to find a way to make our voices heard and to get that into the arena right now. Because if you think you can wait till Election Day to figure it out, well, the race is over by Election Day. Heck, the race is over, you know, by election week, election month. The foundation that we lay for this election season is right now. What do you want to make sure is heard more of? And I got news. The other side, they're as noisy as anything, and they're ruthless. And they will go at it, and they will lie, and they will cheat, and they will just take it all as they can. Don't let them have their way. We've got to be louder in a more respectful and orderly manner, but we've got to be louder. All right, there it is. That's the day. We'll come up tomorrow. We'll have more on sharing the battle space. In the meantime, you guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We'll see you then.